You know, I once heard a story about the Chinese who have a tale about the little fish. The story goes like this. There was once a little fish who overheard one fisherman say to another, "Have you ever stopped and think how essential water is to life? Why, without water, our earth would dry up and everything in it would die. All the living things would stop to exist." Now the little fish who heard this became panic-stricken. He said, "Why, if this is the truth, and this comes from men who have higher understanding, I must find water immediately. If not, I could also die." And so the little fish, in dread of what would happen, frantically started swimming around everywhere and asking everyone around him, where could he find this water that was so precious to life? No one had ever heard the word before, or no one ever asked that question. So he went from lake to lake, from place to place, from rivers to river, but to no success, until he finally traveled to the sea, and he went to the biggest ocean that existed in the world. And once he reached the deepest part of the ocean, this little fish found himself in the presence of the oldest and wisest fish of them all. And he said, "I have been traveling for days and weeks and months, and I have to find it because I heard from one of the humans that water was necessary for us to live, and I need to know, where can I find this basic essence of life called water?" Now this ancient sage, this biggest and wisest fish of all, says, "Water? Why, you are in it right now. You were back in it when you were home in your own lake. Months before you left, you breathe it constantly and you bathe in it and you leave it. And if you die, you'll die in it. But as long as you're in it, you'll be safe." The little fish could not believe what he had just heard. He had realized that he had had the water all the time and he was swimming in it, living in it, did not even know it. This is life as it is often. It's like a plant. It keeps on growing, and sometimes we don't appreciate it. I hope you do.